This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Today, we're going to talk about the way he woke up from sleep. And as we've mentioned earlier that the Prophet dealt with sleeping and waking up as a form of worship, as a ritual that is surrounded by adhkar and deeds and tasks that would draw us closer to Allah Azza wa Jal. Whenever the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would wake up, he would say, Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana ba'da ma amatana wa ilayhi an-nushur. A very short, concise dua. Praise be to Allah who has brought us back to life after causing us to die, and to Him is the resurrection. And as we all know, sleeping is a brethren of death. And a person who's asleep is almost in the state of death. This is why in paradise, there is no sleeping. No one sleeps in paradise. It's joyful time for eternity because death is no longer existing in the hereafter, neither in hell nor in heaven. And whenever the Prophet ﷺ woke up from his sleep, he would start by brushing his teeth so that any odor would disappear. So he used to use, well, I didn't bring my miswak today, did I? No, I did. He used to use this miswak, and he used to do this sideways with his mouth so that when he recites the Quran, the smell of his mouth would be pleasant. We know that when you go to bed, by default, sleep would cause your mouth to not smell in a nice way. So he used to begin with the siwak. Then he would perform wudu. And why would he perform wudu? The Prophet ﷺ, as reported by Bukhari and Muslim, told us that when we go to sleep, Satan ties three knots at the back of our heads, stating with each knot, sleep, there's a long night ahead of you. Meaning, you can wake up a little bit later. You can wake up half an hour or an hour later until the break of dawn, maybe until the day is up. This is how Satan works. So he ties three knots. If the individual wakes up and remembers Allah, like the Prophet's dua, Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana, or the other du'as we will mention shortly, inshallah. So if he remembers Allah, one knot is untied. And if he performs wudu, a second knot is untied. And if he stands up for prayer, the third knot is untied. So when he wakes up in the morning, he wakes up fresh, feeling good. Or otherwise, if none of these three were to take place, then he would wake up lazy and feeling down. Now we said that the Prophet would begin with wudu alayhi salatu wasalam. It is worth noting that there is a hadith where the Prophet said alayhi salatu wasalam that we should not insert our hands in a bucket before washing it three times. And the Prophet justified this by saying, because one of you during his sleep does not know where his hands had been. Now remember, this hadith was stated when they did not have faucets. So the only containers of water available were buckets. So in order to dip your hands in or to scoop some water, you had to dip your hands in. And this is what the Prophet ﷺ told us not to do. And he said, you don't know where your hand spent the night. Some people thought that this is referring to impurities and najasa. And this is not true. Yes, it is a possibility that you may touch your private parts while asleep, or someone else's private parts. But this doesn't mean that your hands are soiled and there is najasa. Washing the hands after waking up is a form of worship. Because even if I were, for example, to wear my gloves and go to bed, in the moment I wake up, I take off my gloves. Would I be exempted from washing my hands? Because I know where my hands were and they were protected with these gloves. The answer is no. You have to wash your hands as well, because this is a form of worship. Now, the Prophet also, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ordered us when we wake up to do or to blow our noses after rinsing our noses three times. And he said that Satan or the devil sleeps at your nostrils. So when you wake up, you don't see Shaitan, you don't see the devil, but you comply with the instruction and you rinse your nose and you blow it three times as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has instructed you to do. There are other narrations which stated that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as per the hadith of Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, and with his father, whenever he woke up in the middle of the night, he either wiped his face with his hands, trying to wipe the traces of sleep, or in an authentic hadith, he would wash his hands and face, recite the last 10 verses of Surah Ali Imran, and then goes to bed again. To wake up again afterwards, recite the 10 verses of Ali Imran and perform a wudu, which is moderate, not perfect, not the minimum, but in between, and then commence or start his night prayers or tahajjud. So this is also part of the confirmed sunnah. One of the du'as, the beautiful du'as that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to observe when he wakes up in the middle of the night is the following long du'a. It's a beautiful du'a, but it shows you how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam dealt with sleeping and waking up as a form of worship and getting close to Allah Azza wa Jal. So the hadith goes, whenever he woke up for night prayer, he used to say, O Allah, to you praise, or to you be praise. You are the light of the heavens and the earth and everyone in them. To you be praise. You are the sustainer of the heavens and the earth and everyone in them. To you be praise. You are the sovereign of the heavens and the earth and everyone in them. To you be praise. You are the truth. Your promise is true. Your words are true. The meeting with you is true. Paradise is true. Hell is true. The hour is true. The prophets are true. Muhammad is true. O Allah, to you I have submitted. In you I have put my trust. In you I have believed. To you I have repented. With your help and guidance, I have debated. And to you, I turn for judgment. You are our Lord. Unto you is our return. Forgive me for my past and future sins, for those I have committed secretly and those I have committed openly, and for whatever you know more about than me or than I. You are the one who brings forward and the one who puts back. You are my God. There is no God but you, and there is no power and no strength except with you. Imagine if you were to wake up every single night for night prayer and say these beautiful words. What would your connection be with Allah Azza wa Jal? How strong your trust and reliance and dependence on Allah would be. This is what every one of us should observe, how to follow our role model, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Also, part of the first things that he used to direct us to say, alayhi salatu wasalam, is the following words. He says, whoever wakes up in the middle of the night and says immediately, not asking what is the time, not checking his mobile phone for messages or checking the news timeline. No, the first thing he says after opening his eyes, لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير الحمد لله وسبحان الله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. Then, after saying this, he says, O Allah, forgive me. Or he asks Allah for dua. O Allah, pay off my debt. O Allah, make me succeed in securing a good job. O Allah, guide my children and wife. Any dua. The Prophet says, alayhi wasalam, whoever does this, meaning saying the dhikr, then asking Allah, Allah will answer him. And if he were to pray, Allah will accept his prayer. Some of us may encounter nightmares and they wake up terrified and frightened. What is it that they're supposed to do? What did our role model tell us to do? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Prophet, when it comes to dreams, told us that there are of three types. A dream that you wake up feeling happy, seeing something joyful and pleasant. The Prophet said, this is a glad tiding from Allah. That's a good vision. Only tell those who love you so that they would interpret it to the best of meanings. And you would be optimistic by that. Number two, you may see something that you wake up frightened of. Something that is scary, a nightmare. The Prophet says, alayhi salam, the moment you wake up, what should I do? Seek refuge in Allah from the cursed devil, Satan. Three times you say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. You say that three times. Then spit to your left three times, dry spitting. Then do not tell anyone about it. Not a soul, not a friend or foe. And in another narration, the Prophet says, as-salam, and then stand up and pray two rak'ahs. This would eliminate and annihilate any danger of such a vision and just throw it in the dustbin. Forget about it. It's not going to harm you, the Prophet says, alayhi wasalam. It is not going to harm you. The third vision or dream is what you see related to your day-to-day activities. You booked a flight, you go to bed, all what you see is planes and airports, checking in, things related to your journey. You're at a mechanic. All what you see in your dreams are engines and grease and oil and racetracks, etc. And so on. This is from your subconscious. This has no significance at all. So if you see a bad dream, this is what you should do. Seek refuge in Allah 3 times. Spit dryly to your left. Never tell a soul about it. And pray 2 rak'ahs. And prayer has a profound effect and impact on our peace of mind and the tranquility that we may find. And this is why the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, the best of prayer after the 5 fard prayers is the prayer in the middle of the night. And the Prophet's prayers, alayhi salatu wasalam, as well as his forms of worship, were the most perfect. And whenever the Prophet did something, he fixed it in his routine. And he would say, the most beloved deed to Allah Azza wa Jal is what you're consistent on, even if it's little. So whenever the Prophet did something of good deeds, alayhi salatu wasalam, he would be consistent with it till the end of his life. And that is why his habit, his sunnah, was to pray night prayer. So if he were to miss his witr, his night prayer, due to an illness or any other legitimate reason, he would make it up in the morning time when it is the duha time, after the sunrise by 15 minutes or 10, till before the adhan of dhuhr by 5 to 10 minutes. This is the time of duha prayer, and this is the time which the Prophet ﷺ used to make up for his missed night prayers. Bearing in mind that according to Mother Aisha, he used to pray 11 rak'ahs, sometimes 13. So when he make them up in the morning time, he does not pray them in odd numbers. So instead of praying 11, because there is witr, and witr can only be done during the night time, he adds a rak'ah and he prays 12. So he prays 2, 2, 2, a set of 6. And these are 12 rak'ahs to make up for the missed prayers that he missed during night time. The Prophet's prayer, alayhi salatu wasalam, was beautiful. And we mentioned this in previous episode that it was long, not like our Ferrari imams. Rather, he would probably pray in 1 rak'ah, 3 of the longest surahs of the Quran, Al-Baqarah, An-Nisa, and Ali Imran. And he would not recite it quickly. Rather, he would recite it in a slow fashion, contemplating and pondering upon the verses. Whenever he passes by a verse of mercy, he would ask Allah for his mercy. And whenever he passes by a verse of torment and hellfire, he would seek refuge in Allah Azza wa Jal. And the Prophet used to pray standing up, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, until the end of his life, when he became old and tired. Mother Aisha says, when he gained some weight, he used to pray sitting down. And this is for night prayers. And also, Hafsa, may Allah be pleased with her, reported the same, that the Prophet never prayed sitting down until a year before his death, and he used to pray voluntary prayers sitting down. And how to sit when you sit down? You can sit normally, or you can sit crossed legs, which is the most comfortable and convenient way of sitting, especially if you're prolonging your recitation. Having said that, what we see from some of the brothers from the subcontinent insisting on praying the sunnah after Maghrib or Isha or after Dhuhr in the masjid, insisting on praying it sitting down, this is not part of the sunnah. And they think that, oh, I've read somewhere or I've heard a sheikh saying that it is a sunnah to pray sitting down. This is not true. The Prophet did that, alayhi salatu wasalam, when he got old and tired due to the problems and due to being overwhelmed by the people. Besides, the Prophet told us in an authentic hadith, alayhi salatu wasalam, that the prayer of a person standing up is best. And he's relating that to voluntary prayers. And whoever prays sitting down, he will only get half of the reward of a person standing up. So you should not pray sitting down if you have the energy and if you're young and don't have any reason to sit down, because this is not part of the sunnah except for those who have a legitimate reason. I pray to Allah Azza wa Jal that we succeed in following our Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam's role model, and that we try to follow his sunnah in all aspects of life, so that we may be led to be resurrected under his flagship on the Day of Judgment. هذا والله أعلم ونسبة العلم إليه أسلم.